The World Food Programme reports about 400,000 people either displaced or affected by Sri Lanka's civil war are in need of food aid, but reaching the victims is difficult. WFP spokeswoman Christiane Berthiaume says many people have been displaced several times by the fighting. She says they go back home to Batakaloa when things calm down, only to flee again when fighting resumes. She says the WFP is working to increase food deliveries in Batakaloa district to make sure basic food supplies reach those people who were forced out of their homes during the past 2 months of fighting. She says the agency needs an additional $10.7 million in additional aid during the next 6 months.
We have big problems in Sri Lanka. We have an access problem to the most vulnerable people in the north and in the east of the country. We've got security problem for local international staff. Some of them have even been threatened. The distribution of food is too slow in many places. We should be able to do that more quickly. And more particularly in the region of Jaffna, where our stock are very, very low.
The UN Food Agency says it wants to ship 1,000 metric tons of food to the Jaffna Peninsula, which is cut off from the rest of the country. The town of Jaffna is under government control, but rebels operate in the area. The WFP has not been granted the necessary permission nor guarantees of security to send a relief vessel. Renewed fighting during the past 2 months has displaced more than 150,000 people in the eastern part of the island country. The Sri Lankan government recently began resettling about 90,000 of these people to the homes they fled in West Batakaloa. UN refugee spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says they are expected to move back to their places of origin in the coming months in a phased operation.
UNHCR is fully involved in this process, and our staff monitoring the situation on the ground, saying that the majority of people are eager to return home, that the returns are voluntary and in line with international protection standards.
Aid workers fear some of these people may be returning home against their will. They point to reports of forced returns during a similar resettlement program further north earlier this month. Pagonis says the UN agency will continue to monitor these returns to make sure they are voluntary. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.